What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the new Halloween sequel, actor Omar Dorsey. What's going on, man?
Man, we in the house tonight. Yeah.
Right?
What's happening, baby?
We got the tequila flowing. You're my kind of guest.
Hey, man, let's get it in, baby.
So, Omar, we've had different Michael Myers movies over the years, like 7 or 8, I want to say, right in between.
Yeah.
But this is connected to the original. They're calling it a sequel. So we just supposed to disregard the other ones? Is that how it works?
That's the idea. Like,
the
timelines for the other ones, H2O and all the rest, the Rob Zombies and all of those.
The one with L. Cool J, just peace
it's
out.
It's just out of the way. Yeah. So we're going from 40. This happened, what, in 78?
Yeah.
So it's 40 years later.
That's
what
awesome.
Happened to Laurie Strode in her life in those 40 years. And Michael Myers has been institutionalized for 40 years.
Ooh.
And, you know, her life has been through ups and downs, mainly a whole bunch of downs. She's dealing with post-traumatic stress and all of that.
I bet.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, 40 years of all that, you know, having family, losing family. But so those other ones are being totally disregarded.
Got it.
And it's like, okay, you know, that just never happened.
And they're not related, right?
They're not related, no. The other ones are not even related.
No, I mean like her and Michael Myers.
Oh, no, they're not related, no.
Because
that happened in those other...
Yeah, for a while.
Things. Oh, you mean like... Physically related. Like,
yeah, I thought brother and sister.
Michael was like her brother.
Yeah, so those happened in like some of the other ones that came
now,
out.
See, I'm very excited to see this. Take me back historically to the original. What was the premise and what happened again for those who may not be familiar?
Well, Michael Myers, I guess it was in like 63, was 8 years old or something, and he killed his sister as like a 8 year old. And so 15 years later, he's 23, I believe is what it is. He goes back out and goes on a mad streak and starts killing people and almost kills Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis. And
who's a random girl.
Who was just a random person in the city.
So did he go to jail?
He went to jail. Well, then he went to an institution for the criminally insane.
Got it. At 8 years old. And why the mask again?
It's Halloween.
Just so because it's Halloween.
Halloween. It's Halloween.
Look, even killers dress up on Halloween.
Yes. Yes.
He's got spirit.
Yeah.
He's got spirit.
I want to know what the real ethos is of that, though. Like, do you have to have the mask on to kill? Is that what it is? I don't know what it really is.
It's scary.
Yeah,
it works.
That mask is something serious.
Yeah.
And the mask is a very big character in the movie, too.
And talk about your character. Who do you play?
I play the sheriff of the town. Originally, I'm like not really believing that Michael Myers is going to, you know, something happens, Michael Myers gets out. Let's just say that. And I'm saying, look, hold your horses. We'll have a little manhunt. We'll try to find him. I say that early in the movie. And then as the movie progresses, we're not finding him. So then we have to pick up the pace to try to find him. I don't want to give too many spoilers.
Yeah.
I don't want to give too many spoilers because, man, it's an amazing movie. I just say I saw it twice already.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I don't even see movies 2 times. And I don't even see horror movies like that.
Right.
It's that good and it's that funny and it's that scary.
Funny. Oh, that's
interesting. Danny McBride wrote it. So Danny McBride from Eastbound
really?
And Down. Yes.
Oh, that's a fun fact.
I used to be on Eastbound and Down with Danny.
Of course, he's great.
Yeah, so he wrote it. He and David Gordon Green, they wrote it. And it's... has some, you know, some comical moments in it. But, man, it is scary. I'm not even playing. And it's a really good movie.
Oh, that's great. Where'd you guys shoot it?
We shot it in Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South
Carolina. Yeah, shot in Charleston.
I bet that's pretty right there.
Yeah, it was real nice. You know, it's real nice, sleepy town.
There you go.
Yes.
Perfect for a scary movie
exactly.
Right there. And you're also going to be part of this Central Park 5 TV miniseries. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, man. You know, back in, like, I think it might have been 85 or 86 maybe. Five black and brown men were in Central Park and they got accused of rape.
Mm.
Somebody got raped and they accused these 5 random young men of rape, which they went through a trial. You know, they got convicted and there was never any evidence. 10 years later, it came out that they didn't do it. When the evidence came out, they didn't do it. So then it's them have to, you know, integrate themselves back into society,
right,
which is very hard when you're talking about 5 teenage boys who've been in prison with hardened criminals, grown men, and it's their lives and like how their lives have turned,
yes,
you know, in the midst of it. I play a civil rights leader in Harlem, Alambe Brath, and who's there to, you know, try to guide the young men.
What a powerful film, and I remember that story and how ironic that it's so topical right now.
100% topical. You know, it's extremely topical. You know, it's just the prison industrial system. They just try to, you know, find their ways of putting black and brown men in jail. And it's without any regard many times.
There's a thing called evidence we still need, man.
110%, yes.
Still need. And
yes.
You're busy, Omar. Good for you. Yeah. You're also filming this movie, Harriet.
About Harriet Tubman, yes.
Yeah, about Harriet Tubman. So what's the premise there and who are you playing?
I can't tell you who I'm playing.
But oh, wait, why can't you tell me?
Ooh, because it's Harriet Tubman.
Yes.
No.
I can't, like, it's...
No, but why did they tell you can't tell? Because everything's very secretive?
Yeah, everything is secretive, man. But it's like, it's just a...
But is it a lie? Is it a, like a an excerpt of life or the life in, as a whole? Can you say that?
Well, it's about the Underground Railroad, and it's about how she, you know, were trying to save souls and trying to save lives. You know, it's not really the whole life, but it's
a good
nice,
chunk of it.
It's a nice slice of life. It's a nice slice of the pie. And, you know, Casey Lemon is directing it, amazing director. Ava DuVernay is actually directing Central Park 5. So I'm getting a chance to work with two of the best directors, female directors, just directors, period.
That's cool, man. Do some great work.
Yeah,
good
man.
For you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Atlanta, Georgia, baby.
Atlanta. Oh, I didn't see the hat.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. My Dodgers put a whooping on him.
I know, man. It's all right. You know what? I'm more of a Dodgers fan than I'm a Braves fan, man.
Oh,
I used to be a Braves fan because I'm from downtown Atlanta.
Right.
But when they moved to Cobb County, I was like, I don't cheer for the Cobb County Braves.
Really?
I cheer for the Atlanta Braves. And then, like, when I've been living in L.A. for 15, 16 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, Chavez Ravine is the bomb. So I just go down there.
Yeah.
I like going to Dodger Stadium as much as I can.
Chavez Ravine is the bomb. Yeah,
yes.
No, it's always a good time. And what about holidays? Halloween, let's get that one first. You dress up still? Or
you know what? See, because my kids have just left. They went to college. So I had 19 years of dressing up and going to Valley Village, that's where we live, and doing all the Halloween stuff there.
Yeah.
So I didn't dress up. I was taking them out.
Yeah.
Then I just go to the parties. Now, I don't know what to do for Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I'm in New York doing a I'll be in New York shooting a miniseries, so I don't even know. I know New York is going to be lit for Halloween, so we'll see exactly what's going to happen. But I just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny because I'm just thinking in the city, where do they, if you live, because I know a lot of people that live in the city, where do they trick or treat? Just, I guess,
I just think it's tricking.
But it don't have to be Halloween.
You're 100% right, Mario.
So you got two daughters, right?
I got two daughters,
And they're already out of the house? How old are they?
Yeah, the house. I got a 16-year-old and 19-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So, it's just... I just don't even know how to be an empty nester now, man.
But the 16-year-old's already in college?
No, she's not. She's in boarding school.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but
she's in boarding school.
She's getting ready to go to college. She's like a genius, man.
Wow. Yeah, were you reluctant to...
Yeah, 100% reluctant, man. Yeah. I did not want to do it, but like, she's so smart that, like, you know, the school systems out here, they just really couldn't hold it, so... You know,
Where's she at?
She's in Boston.
Far,
so she's getting ready, But I'm in the East Coast so much. My other daughter goes to school in D.C., so I'm on the East Coast so much. Like saying, I'm in the East Coast until the end of the year now.
Yeah.
I just be popping up on them.
Yeah.
What's going on? My daughter goes to Howard University in D.C. I just popped up on her last week.
She was like, loves that.
Hey, Dad. What alcohol? I know you got something around here. Get your dad to get some.
Break it out. Right on, man. Good job.
Yeah, man.
Both of them in school are here. All right, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Go-to karaoke song.
My go-to karaoke song is Love and Happiness by Al Green.
Ooh, you take it down a notch.
Yeah.
That's good tequila right there in your one hand, all right? Last show you binge-watched?
Last show. You know what's crazy? I do this once a year, and I'm doing it presently right now. I binge-watch The Wire once a year. And so I'm on season 5 right now.
The same
now.
Show?
The same show.
Once
it's
a year.
It's the greatest TV show of all time.
No, it's a phenomenal show, but
the same one. I watch it every year. You know, just, but
that's kind of like my Christmas movie move when I do the Godfather saga.
You know what? And I do that too. You know, I do that like around the holidays. I do the Godfather, all three. I try not to do three too much.
Right.
But one and two are really good.
Exactly.
You know, Sofia Coppola was a little bit slacking, but she's a great director.
Right.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up was, man, I don't even want to say this woman's name because we cool now.
I'm sure she'll appreciate
it. It was Tisha Campbell. When I was a kid, because I was young. I remember Rags to Riches, and she was singing. I remember Little Shop of Horrors, and I was like, I like that little light-skinned girl.
Did you ever tell her?
I ain't never told her. I can't tell her, man, because I feel some kind of way. And her, bar is right around the corner, so I can't even say it.
She got a bar right
here? Yeah, Zen Lounge, just right around the corner.
Oh, wow. That's a fun fact right there. Okay. Yeah. All-time favorite scary movie.
All-time favorite scary movie is Halloween 2018. Outside of that, though.
Halloween the original.
Exactly. You know what? I really like... like the first Purge, man. It really like really messed with my head a little bit.
Yeah,
I was it's dystopian, but it's really like
that could happen.
It could happen like in 2 weeks.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
If you could be an animal, what would you choose?
If I could be an animal, probably an eagle, because I just want to just fly around and get everything from bird's eye view.
You patriotic?
Yeah, I'm patriotic, baby. America, baby. Yeah.
What show do you think should get rebooted next?
What show should we? Saved by the Bell. I said, outside of that, let me see.
You'd be a cool ass teacher. Come on.
Hey, I know, man. I just love that show, though. Just FYI, I just watch that shit. I just watch that thing every day. My show should be rebooted. The A-Team. I play B.A. Baracus.
Hey,
that'd be dope, right?
I'd watch the A-Team. Yeah. Like, A-Team, I loved as a kid.
Yeah. I would love that. Soldiers for Hire. I would love that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea right there. Well, nice talking to you, man.
Good talking to you, Mario, man. Good time. Great tequila, too, man. We'll be looking for this in the store.
All right. Appreciate that. Meanwhile, Halloween in theaters now. You can follow him on Instagram at Omar J. Dorsey. Thanks for stopping by, bro.
Thank you, brother. On with Mario Lopez.